Okay, Siv Gimel, page 292. Simitofresh Ainz, and Yesh Oimim, some say, Sha'afel P, although Shemadlikin or Abbasarich Beisoy, some say that although somebody's lighting for you in your house, so we spoke about that. If your wife lights for you in your house, or somebody's lighting for you in your house, Eimup Markum Sha'embo is so, if you're in a place where there's no Yidin, Madlik Bevoch, she can make a bracha. So some say that if there is somebody lighting for you in your house, you should still light wherever you are with brachas. So the Rama says, because you've got to see the neiros. The Rama says, even if you're amongst Yidden, and you see their candles, if you want to be stringent on yourself, and you wish to light, you may make a bracha. So the Rama really says the halacha, which is the way we paskin. If you want to be yotze through your wife's hadlocker, which may be she's in your house and she's lighting, if you want to be yotze with her, that's fine, although you are not with her. But if you want to light yourself, that works as well. That's what the Rama says. If you want to light yourself, you may. If you want to be yotze through her because it's inconvenient, say for instance you're in a hotel and you just can't light because of practicalities, you know, you don't want the alarm to be set up, so you know you can be yotze with her. It's better if you light yourself, but you can be yotze with the hadlocker as well.
What about the other
room? No,
because it's not your house.
Indeed, neir ish uveisoy, it's dependent on the house, which really is a fascinating halacha. Yes, if you are, yeah. See, if Dalet goes into a different, into the next halacha is the halacha of the noisa, the leftovers of the oil. Halacha is as follows: a noisa. What do you do, Rabbi said, with the leftovers? The leftover on the after the eighth. What do you do with the leftovers of oil? You keep it. What about what's left in the? You manage to. Left.
Drink
well. Okay. Yeah. Do you all? What do you do with the leftovers? You burn it. Very nice. Okay. This is Shulchanoch. Hanoisa, the leftovers b'yoyim hashmini on the eighth day, min hashemen, from the leftover of the oils after the leftover oils after the last hadlocka. Han atzorich leshir hadlocka. Oisalo medur. You should make a fire for the leftovers. You should make a fire. You should burn it. You should burn it independently. Make your own fire, burn it independently with that oil, the leftovers. Here is the point. Because it's set aside for the mitzvah. The oil is set aside for the mitzvah. Hence, you may not use it for something else. You may not use it for cooking. You may not use it for warming up your house. You can't. The oil has been set aside for mitzvah. Therefore, you must. You cannot use it for something else, for non-mitzvah purpose. If it gets mixed with other oils, it's not bottle of shishim, you haven't got 60 against it. Yesh mi sha'oy masam say, she'en le'oisiv olav, you may not add to it, k'dei levatle in order to do bittle. So the Rabbi said, Allah is as follows. We know there is a rule of bottle of shishim. Bottle of shishim. So if you've got a drop of milk against, you know, 60 meat, you can eat it. If it's got one against 60, what's another example of bottle of shishim? I don't know, when do we say bottle of shishim? Whenever there's 60 times the amount of the, it becomes muta. Now, does bittul b'shishim also apply with the oils? So you've got a bit of oil which is huktzel mitzvosu, which you may only use for mitzvah purpose. That got mixed up now with random oils. It got mixed up with the oils you use in your house. Can you? Does bittul b'shishim work? Can you now use it for non-mitzvah purposes? Yes or no? Is it bottle b'shishim or no? Would it be bottle b'shishim? One bit of Chanukah oil mixed up with loads of non-mitzvah oils. Is it potel b'shishim? The answer is yes. Why not? Potel b'shishim, it's nullified. Now the question is, what if you've got a little bit of oil, which is hooked to the mitzvah soy, and that gets mixed up with a little bit of non-mitzvah oils, which is not potel b'shishim. It's too significant. The amount of mitzvah oil is not potel b'shishim. It's too much oil against. It's not potel b'shishim. Can you now add from a different oil? Can you add to the oils in order to create a potel b'shishim? Yeah, that's the rule. You may not. You cannot add oil to mevatel b'shishim, to nullify it with 60. Because it's a general rule. And it's the same rule if you've got a bit of milk that goes into your cholent and it's just too much milk, it's not bottle b'shishim, it's not nullified. Can I add now other substances that will be bottle b'shishim or not? The answer is you cannot create bottle b'shishim. By the way, just as a side note, this is probably the most common, or one of the most common, shyness when it comes to hechsherim. Hechsherim very often have that. Very often you've got an issa, something which is animal sourced, which is actually issa, and it would ultimately will bottle b'shishim in the food and of the chemicals in the some of the chemicals which is used in the manufacturing process of sweets and the very. Some of the E numbers are, and at one point it's not bottle b'shishim, at an early stage not bottle b'shishim, but later on other chemicals, other substances are added, and now will be bottle b'shishim. Is it too late or not? So you cannot be bottle b'shishim. So now, what?
The issa here is to use the Hanukkah oil. But it's not intrinsically something that's awesome. It's just I can't use it for something else.
Good point. It's not really intrinsically also. It's just some. Yeah, that's the Chiddush Shulchan Aruch over here. Despite the fact that it's not really an Issa, it's not Issa, you just can't use it for non mitzvah purpose. Nevertheless, so let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says. And Mishnah Berurah, you've got new Zayin. I know it's the B'yei Mashmini. The B'leilu is a Kodmi. Why is the Shulchan Aruch addressing the eighth night? Why is it that the whole question arises on the eighth night? What about the leftovers of the oil on the seventh? What about the leftovers of the oil on the third night? Why is it talking about the eighth night only? Exactly, says the Mishnah Berurah, as you're saying. Yochel ishtamesh b'le mitzvah adlokah b'le lezarachen. It goes without saying, says the Mishnah Berurah, that you can use the leftovers of the third night on the fourth night, etc. That's not a problem. The problem will only be on the eighth night of Chanukah. What are you meant to do with the leftovers at that stage? So you could. In theory, you could use it. So if you want to use it for...
Or do we say that since it was also...
No, you could use it for another mitzvah. You could use it for your Shabbos candles. You could. Yeah.
We don't say that since Hanukkah candles, I can't benefit from that.
Pardon, we can't...
We don't say since I can't benefit from the candles, who are then for fuel.
Yeah, no, you can't use it for any other mitzvah purpose.
Why is that not a preferable thing to make a Madura?
Why is it preferable as opposed to using...
I would have said that would be preferable. Using it, for another mitzvah.
Yeah, you could. You could. You absolutely could. I don't think it says a preference over here. You could absolutely use it for another mitzvah. Now, I want to ask you a question. Mishnah Berurah addresses that question, which is very, very relevant for how much oil do you put in on both sides normally? How long does it... Was it still burning when you left? How much oil do you put in normally? Pre-made. So how long does it actually last?
2.5 hours.
2.5 hours. Okay. I think that most of us will, at least an hour, 2 hours. So I would like to ask the following question. How much is the shear that it needs to burn?
Half an hour.
So if you know that the amount of oil you've got in your candles, they are going to last much longer than half an hour. So I'd like to know, is that oil, after the half an hour, is it hooked to the mitzvah soy or not? Is it something which you could use in principle for your cooking or not? What would you say? Why not? Absolutely. What do you say?
You have to use it for Chanukah.
Does it touch on the side of Breira?
Because you don't know which oil. Yeah. It's always going to be the top one. Yeah. Yeah. What do you think? So the Mishibu is bothered about this point. He says, I understand the concept of the leftovers of the oil is hooked to the mitzvah, and you've got to use it for a mitzvah. But, says the Mishnah Berurah, surely that's only with regards to the first half an hour. If you've got much more beyond the half an hour, surely that is not something which should be a problem at all. And indeed, that's the case. The Mishnah Berurah therefore says, you've got to talk about if you got blown out in the middle of the half an hour. Then, that half an hour's worth of oil, that's to the mitzvah, and you've got to be careful with that. But indeed, if you've got leftovers far beyond the half an hour, in principle, you could use it for something else. Rabbi said, I think the minhag is generally, I think a lot of people will burn the leftover oils. You burn it together with the leftover wicks. I just saw the poskim addressing the following. What about putting it in the dustbin? Can you put the leftovers in the dustbin? Yeah, so there is poskim that say it's not a problem at all, because ultimately, I always want to investigate that. I want to check this out, because I've heard contradicting the dustbins. Eventually, it's going to get burnt. So there is an element of look at the words of the Shulchan Aruch though. Soyfoy bifnei atzmoi. You burn it independently, which means that you cannot burn the oil together with the rubbish. It's got to be independent. So therefore, what you're saying is correct, that if you wrap it up separately and you put it up separately, then perhaps there's etta. Having said that, yeah, well,
I would say it just has to be like double wrapped.
Separate, it has to be a separate unit. I don't know if double wrap, separate unit, yeah. Yeah. Now, I am not so sure. I've heard contradicting reports. I'd love to investigate that point once. To what exactly happens to the rubbish? Because it doesn't actually get burnt, right?
Maybe eventually.
Yes, I would like to. I'd like to find out. I suspect, by the way, that our blue bins, yeah, end up in the same place. Yeah, I think that is all a myth, anyway. But it's worthwhile investigating that. Yeah.
Is it just the oil that's also the candle?
Yes, indeed. Yes, that also. The minig is to burn that as well. The meaning is that to burn as well. Here again, if the point is that you have to, the whole background of this halacha is what? What's the background of this halacha? Why is it? Because it's a bizarre mitzvah. You have to be respectful to the leftovers of the mitzvah. The element of showing respect to the mitzvah, to the leftovers of the mitzvah. Therefore, the way to show respect is either to burn independently, or to, if you separate it from the rubbish and you have it in a separately, it's gonna, that'll be fine as well. Okay. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah addresses your point of the end. I've got new tests. Mishnah Berurah says, do not keep the leftover oils for next year. Don't keep the leftovers for next year. The chashin at the carbon is concerned you're going to end up using it for your cooking. Over the year, you're going to see this oil on the side. So you're going to say, oh, what's that oil again? And then on a rainy day, where you need a bit of oil for your for schnitzels, you're going to end up taking some of that oil, which would be a problem. I'm not saying eating schnitzels is also a mitzvah. I'm not chalila saying that not, but it's not as great mitzvah as lighting the Chanukah. Absolutely. So the question is, what about the pre-packed ones, or what about the leftover oil that never really entered the glasses? That surely is not a problem at all, because that's on Huk Tzele Mitzvah. Huk Tzele Mitzvah is only once it's been poured and it's been designated for the first half an hour. But any other leftovers would, of course, be not a problem. After 20 minutes, yeah. Then the whole rest, yeah. No, it won't be bottle of shishim, I assume, because if you've got 10 minutes worth of oil against another thing, that's not one against 60. You'd have to have 60 times 10 to have bottle of shishim. Good point. Very good point. Okay. Simon Tovresh Ein Ches Neshel Shabbos Kodim Neh Chanukah. If a person is very poor, Chas Shalom, very, very poor, and is unable to afford both candles for Shabbos and candles for Chanukah, what is it to prioritize? Why? Mochosh. Says Shulchan Aruch, yeah? Somebody who cannot afford financially, who's got the means, liknos ne Chanukah, to buy candles for Chanukah, v'neir Shabbos, and candles for Shabbos, yiknei, purchase and acquire, near Shabbos, the candles of Shabbos. Mipne Shalom Beisur, because of Shalom Beis. Near candles of Shabbos are considered a halacha of Shalom Beis. The Gemara discusses that if a person just keeps, it's dark in the room and it keeps on falling and tripping and everything, it's going to end up shouting at each other. It's not great for Shalom Beis to keep on tripping, you know. So therefore, why did you keep that chair over here? I told you 100 times, and why is the shoe still on the thing? You know, so therefore, Chacham understood that Neshal Shabbos is an element of Shalom Beis. Electric, I know, so that's a good question. Why? Like, it's a good point. But, you know, that's the background of the Gzeira. Yeah.
Still say
I must tell you, I heard once an electric circuit, the thing went. And then I really appreciated the gathers of Chazal. Yeah, I really did. Yeah. Yes. Therefore, why do you assume that something which is more rare is more chashuv? Yeah, exactly. Tadi v'sheinu tadi teaches us that mitzvahs which are more common is more important. The reason for that may be, as the Rambam explains, that it's, you know, oxygen is very important, right? What's more important, oxygen or some luxury item, you know, a glass of wine? What's more important? But it's more common. It just shows that it's more important for you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with this urgent need for oxygen, as opposed to urgent need for, you know, some luxury items. So it's also Tadi v'sheinu tadi. The background of Tadi v'sheinu tadi is that we really, really need it. It's something which is more, that's why we've got the mitzvah so frequently, because we really need it. So therefore, the point is that Ner Shabbos is Shalom Bayis, and we therefore, we've got to prioritize Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah. It's a bit more complicated now, because Shulchan Aruch continues and says, V'im yeish loish, top of page 294, V'im yeish loish al Shabbos, ve'einu Ner Chanukah, ve'liyayin ve'likidish, v'im yikne Ner Chanukah, m'shom pirsum aneis. If a person has got, if a person has got candles for Shabbos, if a person has got Shabbos candles and he's got no Chanukah candles and Yain and Kiddush, he should go for Chanukah because it's Pirsum Manes. Chanukah candles also come before Havdalah. Why does Chanukah candles come before wine, Havdalah wine? You can do Havdalah, absolutely you can do Havdalah without wine, really. Yeah. Yeah, so you're saying you said that you could make on Chalas. You're saying that you could make Kiddush on Chalas. Yeah, that's absolutely correct. Yeah. Interesting. So yeah, okay. Okay, so that's, we'll stop over here. Okay, Rabbi said, to summarize, we learned this evening, we spoke about the halacha of that if a person, again, we discussed this halacha, that if somebody's lighting for you in your house, then you could light where you are, if you wish, or alternatively, you can be yotze without locket taking place in your house. We also spoke about the halacha of the leftovers, very important halacha of the leftovers, the noise of the leftovers. It's designated for mitzvah, and therefore you've got to be careful not to use it for something else. It would be bottle b'shishim, but you cannot do the bittle b'shishim lechatchila. If a person has got not enough for Shabbos and Chanukah, he's got to prioritize Shabbos because it's Shalom Bayis. Okay, good Shabbos, Rabbi Sain, Frilich and Chanukah.